Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I'm with my guest, Robin Myers. Robin, are you with us?
I am with you.
Yes. Success. So I want to welcome everybody to an amazing show. Robin is an absolute powerhouse, so this is going to be an amazing show. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 63 countries, such as the U.S., Brazil, Canada, Malaysia, Japan, and even the Russians are listening. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us live on Blog Talk Radio, who hosts the show, or you catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, or the Google Play Music app. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, other podcasters, and amazing content creators that are changing the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. While you're listening to the show, you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. You can call in and actually talk to the guests. So let's dive deep. Robin, how has your day been going? I can't even talk.
Yeah, we've had a rough start, right? My day's been going great. Little jet lagged. I'm on the East Coast, as you know, but I got in from the West Coast last night. And so, you know, trying to shift back to East Coast time, which is always a challenge.
Oh, yeah. I know I go and speak in California sometimes, and going there isn't so bad, but coming back and like losing all that, you're like, I'm washed out, you know?
So. Yeah, I got back, you know, full of energy, and then it's like, wow, it's 2 a.m. And then when, you know, 6 a.m. hit, it was like, wow, it's 6 a.m. in the morning. So exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm great.
Awesome. So the title of the show is Activate Bold Choices with Robin Myers. And I'm saying it right? Myers, right?
Yep. Robin Myers.
Okay, perfect.
And actually, my radio name is Robin Joy, which is my middle name.
Perfect.
So there you go.
Perfect. So Robin's mission is to educate and empower women to live fearlessly. And she founded her company, Navigate and Empower, on that very principle. You have the power to activate bold choices and live the life that you want and deserve. Today, Robin is an international speaker and has been on stages in the U.S. and Canada, including Trisha Brooks Speaker Salon in New York City. She is also an Amazon best-selling author of the book Alone But Not Lonely. Robin has over 25 years of experience in the corporate and nonprofit world in education, training, and mentoring, as well as a master's of science degree in molecular genetics. She says, give yourself permission and begin living fearlessly. Her goal at first was to live the life that she had always desired and envisioned. But now since she's been able to achieve that, she has a new goal to help as many people as possible to achieve their vision as well. Whatever your dream life looks like, Robin is here to not only tell you that it is possible, but to help you make it become a reality. However, it is always up to you to allow yourself to unleash your potential, activate bold choices, and live the life that you want and deserve fearlessly and unapologetically. That is amazing. Please go to robinmyers.life. Myers is
M-E-Y-E-R-S
R-O-B-I-N-Y-E-R-S, robinmyers.life. You can go to robinjoymyers.com. You can learn anything you want to know about what she's up to, what she's creating, buy her book, book her to speak, and check out her show. So the first question that I always ask after all of that, is, what is your why? Why do you do what you do? Why speak and you know, get the degree and, you know, why tell people that, you know, you can live the life of your dreams? What is your big why?
You know, my big why is that for really my whole life, I didn't realize it, but really for my whole life, I did not use my voice and really remained voiceless. And not really understanding what that was, but I very much am a giver, and I still am today. I'm very much a people pleaser and a giver, but I always served others to a fault of, and I know this now, to a fault of not taking care of myself. And mm-hmm. so I went through life pleasing, you know, starting very young, pleasing my parents and then teachers and so forth. My master's in molecular genetics kind of just happened because I didn't get into medical school. Well, in the States, I got into medical school outside of the States, and my parents were like, you're not doing that. So I went and got my master's in molecular genetics. Okay. I mean, I like genetics. Yeah. I like science, but it was like,
right.
It was, I just did it because I thought I was supposed to do that. So, and in that time in graduate school, I actually grew up outside of New York City. I went to school, both college and graduate school, in Ohio. And during that time in graduate school, my mother had taken ill and died at 53 when I was 21.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. So, she really was, I had two older brothers, and so she really was my rock, you know, and my go-to person, and really the only person I really confided in. And when she died, you know, it was at that trigger age of what are you supposed to do and what boxes are you supposed to check? And so my why really, and, you know, as long as I've been in business and been working on this passion project really of mine, it wasn't until this past year when I turned 53 and my daughter happens to be 21 that I was kind of like, this is what it's all about, because
mm-hmm.
I'm healthy and all of that, but what if, you know? And I realized how young my mother was, because I don't think 53 is old at all, and how young 21 really is, because I look at my daughter who's incredible and, you know, living on her own in New York City and doing her thing. But I realize how young that really is. And so I wanted to always make sure that she realized those stages were always covered and there is no box to check. And there is mm-hmm. no, you have to have a degree or relationship or, you know, your whole purpose and your whole why is what you decide it should be. And if one door closes, another one's going to open. And if it doesn't go exactly, like, life isn't a straight road, you know, let's be honest. So you've got to be ready for the twists and the curves. And you have to be, and the only way you get ready for that is if you know who you are. So that's my why, is to really empower people. And I didn't figure this out until I think I really owned it at 53, to really understand that I have that control to know who I am. I don't have to please everybody. And, you know, some people don't like that. And, but that's okay. You know, I'm mm-hmm. a good, honest person, and that's okay. And so, if you, and that's really the message, and it's not just for women, you know, it's for everybody, but if you don't take care of yourself for business and personal life, you don't show up best for anybody else, because you really have to know who you are in order to be the best version of yourself. So that is truly my why for doing what I do, is that everyone should really understand that you are going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have hurdles. You can have craters in the road. But if you're solid on who you are, and there's, as you know, there's stuff to learn how to do that. But if you're solid [S2] Right. [S1] On who you are and you can build that resiliency. You can know those triggers. You can know how to handle that, but be really settled in you know, your beliefs, your core beliefs, your authentic self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always preach that. Like, you got to live in your true, real, raw, authentic, genuine, transparent self.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are deep rooted in fear. Fear of people judging them about what you said, like your beliefs and your core values, and you hit my favorite word in the world, which was resilience and resiliency. And people are like, man, why are you so happy? Like, people tell me, like, man, you're always in such a good mood. Like, you're always, I'm like, why? Why do I need to be in a pissed off mood? Why do I need to be mad? Because at the end of the road, none of the things that make me mad are even going to matter. Right? They're really not. So, you know, I'm always trying to think forward, you know, and I love what you said about it, is that why am I going to live, in an inauthentic way? Why am I going to worry more about what others think about me than what I think about myself? And so many people live that way. They live the way of, well, they judge me, and then I'm going to live according to their judgment. And they live in other people's thinking about them, or they live according to the way that others think that they should be.
Right.
And it's just
exactly.
A terrible place to live.
Exactly. And I think, you know, at some point, you know, my goal is at some point it catches up with you. I think I'm a wife, I'm a mother of three. My kids now are 21, 23, and 26, you know, and at some point when you keep putting yourself under everybody else, you know, all in the good of helping and serving, and not that I would ever change any of that in my life, but there has to be a balance. So I guess the true message is to know that at whatever age you're at, it's never too old to find that, and it's never too young to prepare for that. And I think, you know, it's an interesting balance. I think, like, the generational thing right now, because I think, like, my generation is in that middle stage of realizing that we're not our parents, and that you can be more flexible and change jobs and kind of see the bigger picture, right? And
right.
The younger generation, you know, you millennials and all of that sort of thing, I kind of think have the image of, like, you know, screw the old school, you know, we're going to start living our life with a purpose right from the get-go. So I think
perfect.
I think it's a great way to look at life.
Yeah. So talk about a transformational moment that happened. You know, the show is all about behind the scenes. We pull back the curtain, we drop the veil, we dive deep underwater and really take a look at that iceberg that nobody sees. Right? Because we all of a sudden, like, somebody appears on scene and they're like, who's this guy? You know, overnight success. And it's just not the case.
No.
And
right.
In transformation, you have things that have happened because of the moments in our life. Like, Mothers Against Drunk Driving was made because, or formed, founded, whatever, because their child was killed by a drunk driver. So a support group turned into a national movement. You know, and we
right.
see this with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We see this with, you know, I do these things because I was treated this way. You know, sexual assault advocates are more than likely sexual assault victims at one point, and they're just reaching back out to help other women, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious for you, what was a transformational moment in your life that then put you on the path to what you're doing today?
I think I have two transformational moments, really. My first one, leaving, like, the corporate world, was after I worked corporate education, I went into a nonprofit director of education program, and it was fantastic because it was all about experiential learning for middle school and high school students. Although for the children, it was fantastic. My core boss and structure of the nonprofit organization that I worked for was so messed up, to be honest. It was mm-hmm. just such an unhealthy environment. And I remember, I mean, I used to work with huge school districts, basically the whole East Coast, really. And I was at a very large school district up in Pennsylvania, presenting in front of the entire school district. It was a very large project for the National Park Service. And so these kids really, you know, were spotlighted in media and stuff like that. And I remember my boss, particularly because it was the big final presentation of these projects. They made like movies for the National Park Foundation.
Okay.
So here I am giving, you know, this big presentation. I've worked with these kids in this district for 6 months. And then this woman had walked in and she like moved me off of the stage and then like called me up like with hand gestures. And here I was in this very powerful and empowering position with a great relationship with these youngsters, and then suddenly put down feeling like a young kid being, you know, told what to do almost. And it was a real aha moment for me, because for me it triggered the little Robin inside of me. It was kind mm-hmm. of like the quiet Robin, the very shy, introverted, don't make anybody angry, don't, you know, don't speak your mind, and just be good, I guess. And mm-hmm. at that moment I was like, oh, I'm not doing this. You know, I've worked way too hard to be, you know, I'm not little Robin anymore, sort of thing. So that was one moment my first certification was actually with teens. I did a teen coaching certification through ICF, and that was my first mission, working with teen girls and about resiliency and empowerment for teen girls. Because I was just like, oh,
that's awesome.
You know. Yeah, I was like, no one should be ever feeling this way. I don't care.
Right.
You know, and I literally walked in, you know, that project had ended. We had the whole big, you know, weekly team meetings and things like that. And that next week I walked in and I pretty much I quit. I gave my notice. I'm like, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. So that was my first moment. And actually the other moment really was on my 53rd birthday. I turned my book in, Alone But Not Lonely, to the publisher on my 53rd birthday, because I said I would. And,
yeah.
And it was really my moment of, you know, I guess, really thinking about my mom and what a good year it should be and what a weird year it was mm-hmm. going to be, and having my daughter be 21 and me be 53. And it just, August 11th was my birthday. So I just turned 54.
Wow.
And thank you. And my daughter was visiting from New York, and it was about 8:30 the night of August 10th, and we both are looking at each other like, okay, we got a few hours left here. You know, like, what should we do for the last few hours? But that was really an interesting year, because my purpose really came full circle. And it's not even that I prepared for that. You know, I didn't look ahead and say, oh, this is the year that my mother died, and this is what this year is going to mean. It just became a very, I guess, introspective year for me, of just realizing that, listen, life, there's no guarantees in life. And so are you happy doing what you're doing? You know, are you making a difference in the world? Are you making a difference in your immediate world as well as the world around you? Because, you know,
yep.
we have the ability to do that. And yes, you have to start small and go big, but it only comes down to us. And so it's been a really enlightening year for me, and really to decide, you know what, it does come down to me as an individual to be happy, and not for anyone to say you've done a good job, or, you know, I'm giving you permission. It really comes down to us as individuals giving ourselves permission and time. Those are my two big events,
yep.
really.
Very cool. Very cool. So tell us about your book, Alone But Not Lonely. What's it about? Where can people get it?
Sure. So Alone But Not Lonely I had written, a year ago, 2017, as I turned it in when I turned 53. So the story is loneliness, really from a place of isolation and kind of the science of loneliness, right? How it can be very negative. To being alone is so important and not a lonely spot, that you need to really build in your alone time to being powerful and always having that time of solitude and growth. That and I believe that you build it in every day, you know, and so the story is my journey is kind of in the beginning, and then the middle section is kind of the tools and strategies that I use myself and that I teach upon, and then other people's stories about relationships and travels and, you know, what alone but not lonely means to them. But I really, some of the tools in there, for instance, is, you know, building in your morning time. I mean, I preach to everybody, even if you start with just 5 minutes, just to sit with yourself. And if it's listening to a good podcast, if it's just having your time to focus just on you and what do you want from that day, you know, it's so important.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Absolutely. I love it. And, so I'm assuming, you know, of course, it's on Amazon. Any other place? I know there's a website called Goodreads. A lot of books are put on there now.
It is.
Sure, it's on your website, yeah?
Yep. So it's on Amazon, obviously.
Yep.
It's on Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, yep. That's another one.
Yep. And the website, robinjoymyers.com, is the book's website, which has some excerpts from it and tells you all about it. It was printed through Balboa Press, so you can go to that, but if you want it next day like everybody else does, or the Kindle version, or the Nook,
yep.
I would go Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. So how have you taken your past, the transformations, the knowledge that you have, everything that you know and experienced in life, and how are you elevating the world around you?
You know, I am getting out there and speaking and spreading the message that, you know, it the whole concept of activating bold choices is, it is. It's a bold choice to really be comfortable in yourself and say, it's my time and I'm giving myself permission to do this. And whatever you want to develop, whatever you want from your life and whatever stage you're at, start building that. And it's a bold step to do it, but you have the right. And when I say fearless and unapologetically you, it's being fearless and saying, I'm taking the step to do it and I'm not apologizing for it. And so I'm trying to get out there and spread the word, and it whether it's personal or even in business, you know, I love working with even like professional women, especially who are in that top 5% of their companies, who still deal with the self-doubt and deal with the triggers of, you know, negative self-talk. And because we all do it, we all do it to ourselves. We all put on that guilt. I mean, we're not very nice to ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But when we start learning what triggers that, and we start and recognizing it and becoming more aware of it, that whole self-awareness, we can turn those triggers off. And then we teach ourselves ways to press a reset button. So you might wake up and you might do your morning time and, you know, you might feel great. And then for some reason, something happens and it could either really mess up your day and shut you down, or you can make a choice right there, right? How am I going to get through it? And it might take a few minutes to take a deep breath and, you know, figure out how to press a reset button. There's plenty of strategies to do that, but you then have to make that choice. You have to say, I'm going to let this go, or I'm not going to let it go. And I think, you know, one of those things is really, what can you control? Because if you can't control it, you can't hang on to it.
Yep. I always, in my talks, I always talk about there's two things in life that you can't get mad at. There's always two things in life that you can't get mad at. things that you can control and things that you cannot control. So if this notion is true, then really what can you get mad at? Nothing.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Can't get mad at anything. Because if you can change it, then change it. You can't get mad. You can't go, oh my God, change it. But, I mean, I'm not saying that you don't get mad at your kids, but you can still get to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm really mad, but I need to change their behavior or whatever, right? And then there's things in life that you just cannot change. So why spend any – I literally spend 0 seconds, zero time on anybody who – and I just recently got a hater, and it is so funny. And I spend zero time. I'm just like, I don't care. I get weird messages. I'm like, I just don't care. Somebody told me my show sucked once, and I was like, that's awesome. I don't care. Like, you're one person out of five that told me that my show was awesome. So I don't care. But it's just like, right. I'm not trying. And I used to do this. I used to be like, well, why? I can change it. Well, why? Well, you know what? I learned that they're just not your audience. They're just not, it doesn't matter. And it has nothing to do with you. It's all about them. They have the issue. Okay. They have the problem. It's just not what they want. And you can't, what did it say? Oh, I think it was Zig Ziglar or somebody awesome said this, is like, I'm going to brutalize this. If you try to be, or if you are everything to something or someone, then you won't be something to everyone or something like that. Like, you can't be everything.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Be, right? You can't be something to everybody.
You can't be everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, can't be
everything
something
to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you won't be everyone, everything to someone or something like that. Yeah. So I was just like, man. So I thought about that. I'm like, how insane is that? I've had people go, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that. And I'm like, that's awesome. It was like 1-2 people, right? And so in a world of 5 billion people, there's no way. Tony Robbins doesn't even reach 5 billion people. You know, I mean, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't know you, which is fun because then you can try to just put yourself out there and get known, right? But
right, exactly.
Don't take people's words for weight. You know what I mean? And I love that you're pushing towards that, like, just live this certain way to where, you know, if you reach negativity, you have a way to deal with it because you've already conditioned your mind to, okay, it's there. Got it. Now I'm moving on.
And, you know, and there's science even behind it, which is interesting because your brain, you're teaching yourself how to react. So you can unteach yourself to teach yourself to react positively too.
Yep.
But you're so right, because I think even in our world that you and I are in, you know, people are the whole imposter syndrome, or, you know, someone, I can't talk about this because they might steal it, or we're competing. And no, you're really not. There's so many people in this world, and you're going to attract some people, or some people aren't going to like you. And then they're not your people, you know.
Very true. Yep.
Because you have to connect. I mean, you're not going to connect with everybody, you know. So you have to be true to who you are. You know, I know who I am. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I'm going to be as honest and authentic as exactly who I am, which is honest and authentic. And so, this is what I stand for. But I totally agree with you. I love that about, you know, you can and cannot control. But, yeah, people don't necessarily realize that. You know, I'll give you a very funny quick scenario of that. So I told you I was up in West Coast. I went to Seattle and Victoria and Vancouver, and I was booked a train to go from Vancouver back to Seattle. And I get to the train station. This was just – today's Thursday. This was Tuesday. I get to the train station in Vancouver, and the guy looks at me and says, where are you going? And I said, oh, I have the 318 train to Seattle. He goes, 318, let me see your ticket. So I show him the ticket. He goes, that's Vancouver, Washington. I didn't even know there was a Vancouver, Washington. I literally I've never done this in my life. I saw Vancouver, Seattle, and I just booked the ticket. And he goes, oh, don't worry. Like 7 people today have done that. Just go to the counter. I was like, great. So, you know, I stroll over to the counter, and the guy's like, yeah, no train, but we can get you on a bus. I was like, thank you. But you can either get really upset about it or be like, right. Well, just go with the flow.
Yeah, so. That's very, very, very true. And it speaks to you being resourceful. A lot of people get paralyzed and they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, just be resourceful. You know
right.
what I mean? Ask questions, reach out. There's this whole thing where you have to be strong and empowered and independent, and I don't need anybody, but still you kind of need to reach out and you still need to, you know, get help. And, you know, and that's where, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're all in this together, rather than this, it's, we see it all the time on social media, in business, whatever. People are stepping on each other's throats to get where they need to go instead of collaborating with each other and helping each other out. And we see this in our marriages where, you know, I have to be right. The wife has to be right. We need to parent this way. No, I need to parent this way. And there's so much conflict every time we turn around. And I
mm-hmm.
know for us, our marriage changed dramatically when we stopped competing against each other and started completing each other. And you start compromising on things. You start figuring out, like, well, this is a no compromise deal right here. Like, I firmly believe this. And so if you're at a standstill, you just literally have to work it out, you know. And I just, man, I always preach about living life together, because life is better lived together rather than just fighting all the time or being hateful towards each other or ugly towards each other. And, like, man, you see it all the time in the world now.
I totally agree. And that's even like raising kids, right? I mean, I remember raising mine, and I remember people hearing it from others, you know, like, pick your battle. Like, are you really going to be angry over the ice cream cone that just dropped? Because there's many bigger battles that are going to happen in the world. So.
Oh, yeah. So tell us about some resources. If somebody wanted to live their life fearlessly, do they go and buy your book, or do they just go to your website and you have some information there? Are there certain books that you require them to read? You know, do they listen to certain podcasts? So give us some resources that you would direct people towards to allow them to live what you're talking about, to live that dream life.
Well, I definitely suggest my book, because I do lay out some of my resources in there, but I also offer, for example, my guide, my top five morning strategies, my free morning guide, as well as how to wake up and soar guide. And you can actually go to robinmyers.life to reach that, or another URL for that would be, although I'm on Kajabi right now and I'm fighting with meshing my URLs together. So I would say probably the best way to get this free guide is if you want to just email me, I think that might be the best way, which would be robin@navigate-empower.com. And those two guides literally list the five resources, the top five morning strategies, and then that's the first resource guide. And then the other resource guide are eight ways to maximize your productivity. Because your productivity and your mindset in the morning totally are related. You know, we all start with the same, we all have the same amount of time in the day, right? That doesn't change for any
right.
of us. And sometimes you hear people be like, this was such a great day, I got so much done. And then there's people like, oh, well, I didn't get as much done as I wanted to. And you know, that's when you get stuck. And how do you press that reset button? And, you know, not every day is going to be 100%, but when you can plan for it and, you know, wake up clear saying, this is what I need to have done, it helps quite a bit.
Yep.
So if you email me, I'll be happy to shoot those guides right out to you. That would be the best way to start. But I do have, so I would say that would be the easiest way until I get this link cleared up. Otherwise, on my website as well, I do offer a complimentary laser strategy session, which will link you right into my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And we will just go into a deep dive, a 20-minute deep dive strategy as to what is that problem. And let me give you that strategy to start mapping it out. I like to build roadmaps. You know, people.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me where you want to, what you want, and where you're at in your life. You know, people are like, whether you have young kids or older kids, or you're an empty nester, or you're divorced, or, you know, everyone has different stages. So it's not a one shot sort of deal, but what you can do is plan, right? I was just talking to a client of mine, and she's sending her child, she's only child, to college actually tomorrow. And she's like, you know I've been preparing for this, but I'm like, suddenly it's hitting me. And I'm like, of course it's hitting you. And she's like, so what am I going to do? And I'm like, well, you're going to do what you've been doing all along. But all the hobby that you've been working on and planning, it's not like you're leaving your day job yet, right? Because it's been a hobby. But if you want that to grow, now's your time. Like, you've kept it, and you've massaged it, and you've nourished it, and now you have an opportunity to let it grow. So,
perfect.
The idea with the roadmap is, where do you want to go? And then we get that, and then we work backwards and make the steps to build it.
Oh, I love that. So, I reverse engineer everything.
It works,
love
doesn't it? Totally.
Yes.
Works.
You know, do you know, I have a theory about everything. I think that because it works so well, or the reason why it works so well, is because you're starting with the end, because you know where you want to go. Most people are like, well, I need to set this goal, and I kind of know what I want, but I'm going to set this goal of going to the gym every day. I don't know what the results are going to be, but I just know I need to go to the gym every day. And so they get all kind of mixed results, and they don't like it, and they don't care about it, whatever. But when you set a clear-cut destination, I will do these things. I will be here. I will, like I said, I wanted to speak on the TEDx stage. Like, I'm going to have a TEDx talk. I don't know what it looks like, but I know I need to get there. So now I need to figure out, because I know where I'm going, the steps needed to get there, you know?
Awesome.
And so you just work yourself backwards of how to get what you want. And when you know what you want, specifically what you know what you want, the roadmap becomes very clear. Because you just
Absolutely.
Work yourself backwards, like, how do I do that? Well, how do I do that? Well, how do I do that? And you'd be surprised at how simple the journey really is. How simple
Yeah,
it
really is. And I think when I think the biggest thing is when you say what you want, you know, when you, I want the TEDx stage. And that's one of my goals for the end of this year. I want to be on TEDx stage. Mm-hmm. When you say that, and then you can start building your talk and start working the applications and things like that, I think it brings more power to you. And I think you claim it more, you know, because I don't know, you've just embraced it. You've just put it out there into the universe. Like, I want it. I'm taking it. Now I'm going to build my way to get there, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So as we start to close the show, we're going to do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want to share. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Well, I guess our shameless plug together would be tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Bold Brave Media, I, the host, get to have you on my show, Activate Bold Choices, ABCs to Live Your Life Fearlessly, which is on can be accessed through TuneIn Radio and www.boldbravemedia.com. The show's name is Activate Bold Choices, and you click on Robin Joy. There's a whole Listen Now button. So that would be one of our big plugs. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And let's see, other big plugs. I would say please email me, and I would love to send whoever you are that is listening these two guides, SOAR, Wake Up and SOAR, to maximize your productivity in the morning, and my top 5 morning strategies. I think you will be very, very happy that you get these. No strings attached. Just give me your email so I can get this out to you. And check out my website, because if you like what you're hearing, schedule a complimentary strategy session with me.
Perfect. Love it. So as we start to close, can you deliver the best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
Well, I think I'll tell you this. I think that everyone should know that you have an opportunity to choose the life that you want to live. And whatever stage you're at, whatever that looks like for you, you have that choice to make. And that really is a bold choice to make. But know this, that no one but yourself can either give yourself the permission or take the permission away from you. So you have to be able to be the one to say, this is what I want, and this is how I'm going to get there, and this is my roadmap to do so. So just know that your self-worth, your self-awareness, your confidence all comes from you, and that no one has the power to take that from you.
I love that. Love that. Because, I mean, I feel like you're not just talking to women or men, or like, it's everybody.
It is. It really is everybody. And it's your personal life and your corporate life. And, you know, you're really one person. So when you're really clear on you that way and you empower yourself to be you, you will show up better. You know, I think for so long we've lived in a world where we put on the business suit and then we take off the business suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess think of it as just dressing business casual in a way, that you really are, you show up as one person. And so I think that's when you will see your success, whether it's personal or business growth, really come out when you show up as that one person, because people want to know you and people want to know your story. And that's what makes you different. And that's why, you know, when people right. connect and they realize, oh gosh, that sounds like me. Or, you know what? I understand yeah. that. I got to talk to you about that. That's why they want to connect yep. with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing when you hear something and you go, oh, I needed to hear that. You know, like, I feel like they're talking yeah. to me. Well, then I guess so. So.
Exactly. I mean, I believe everyone honestly has a gift. I really do. It's just, you know, it's not even like you don't know what it is. It's just finding it and unleashing it.
Absolutely. So I want to thank you so much for being a guest on Life Transformation Radio. And I look forward to speaking with you on your show and furthering this amazing relationship.
Likewise, Sean. Thank you so much for having me, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Absolutely. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest doing amazing things and elevating the world around her. If anything that Robin Joy Myers has said today, go to www.robinmyers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, robinmyers.life or robinjoymyers.com. Go check her stuff out, email her, share this episode out, and you can subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, and on the Google Play Music app. Thank you so much for supporting the show, Life Transformation Radio. As I close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you have in your heart. I call that living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.